the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back in as we continue the coach's conversation. The headline in the Daily News Journal says Oakland roughs up the Raptors, and that's exactly what happened last night. 49-0, Oakland defeats Ravenwood, and Coach Thomas McDaniel joining us this morning. Kind of a different coach's show this morning. You know, Brian Stewart will be on, but you're the only guy who played last night other than Middle Tennessee Christian School. Kind of a weird feeling. I don't know. Did you get that last night at all?
Oh, yes, very much so. the atmosphere was electric out there. If you were there, then you know what I'm talking about. But, I think when I got home late last night and was kind of watching SportsCenter, I was thinking about our game, and I think there was a lot of things I was happy about, but maybe the most important thing for me was the fact that as dead as that atmosphere was, our kids didn't bother them one bit. You know, we didn't have any sign to run through. There was like a dead silence right before the game started. I mean, it was like almost eerie. I felt uncomfortable, and I don't usually feel uncomfortable. And I just had a weird feeling, and our kids came out. It didn't bother them at all. And, you know, you just don't ever know how young kids are going to respond to certain situations. So I thought it was awesome because we do talk about sometimes, you know, it happened at Lincoln County too. You know, kids I've used the analogy with them before. You know, when you're in the schoolyard and there's a bunch of kids standing around and somebody walks up to you and pushes you, you almost forced to fight back because people are watching. But a night like last night, that's like a dark alley and it's just you and somebody else and nobody really cares, nobody knows. And our kids really came out and competed, and I was really proud. And I think it just speaks volumes for the growth that we have going on right now in our program. So it's as subtle of a thing as that might be, I think it spoke a lot about our football team last night to handle the atmosphere and everything the way we did.
Well, we even felt it up in the press box, to be honest, because it was like it was almost like you were at home watching it on television.
That's what it's all about.
You know?
But
I worried about that too. You know, how would your kids react to that? And that's I thought they reacted well. We didn't have you with any penalties last night that I can remember.
No, we didn't. No,
and no turnovers.
No.
I mean, you played.
We played about as far as those things about flawless.
You're right.
Yeah, we had a lot of different personnel groupings going the game. You know, I don't know. As a coach, you know. You look at, and it's no disrespect to Ravenwood, but we did last night what we should have done against that opponent. So that's a positive. You don't want to get too giddy because, you know, they're not the quality of a football team that we're going to play next Friday night. That's for sure. And but for us to go out, play with some enthusiasm, have some excitement. We had a bunch of kids playing hard. I mean, I saw even in the third quarter kids flying around still, and I wouldn't have seen that early in the year. So there's a progression, and we've taken, you know, some great strides moving forward. But there's no doubt, you know, we've talked about it many times, some of the atmospheres we get to play in. Last night was not one of them. I mean, right before the kickoff, one of the coaches said, "Hey, coach, make sure you don't get too loud." And it was.
I might have heard you a time or two upstairs. I don't know.
If you did, I was saying good job.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, the ball game was really fun to watch and to see your kids. I mean, we saw you very early on against Arlington, and, you know, what you termed as some silly mistakes and things of that nature in that game. But to see that growth from then to now, it was like a well-oiled machine. I don't want to say all of this to get the big head or anything,
no.
But you can see a lot of growth in your team, which I knew that with the youth that you have, you wanted to see some growth. So I'm sure,
sure.
You're happy with that part.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And again, like you said, too, I think the main focus – I think the three things that you got to keep in control is your effort, penalties, and turnovers. And for the fact that we didn't have penalties and turnovers, you know, those have been some things that have kind of been biting us a little bit in big situations. We had a couple big turnovers and some losses, and we're protecting the football better. We're not having penalties. We're managing the game from the quarterback position much better. Defensively, we're playing with a lot better effort than we did early. And, you know, I spoke to some people last night about this. I don't know, it sounds hard to believe, and it may not seem like that as a coaching staff we're doing a good enough job, but we're still trying to figure out our best mix of personnel. You know, we you don't think that you would be making that many changes this late in the year, but you do need to keep in mind that I am, you know, that our staff and myself included in 2008, you know, we switched quarterbacks first round of the playoffs. So at Oakland, if we feel like somebody's getting better, whether it's week 8, 9, or 10, and we need to make a change, we're going to do that, and because we're going to put the best people that we feel like give us the chance to win. And so we're still trying to figure out what our best people are. We made a move at an offensive backfield at fullback. We made a little bit of a move at linebacker, kind of switching the fullback and linebacker for each other on the other side. And you know, we're using Trey Swader in a lot of different capacities. Jihad played outstanding. So you know, we're just trying to find our niche. I think we're getting there now, and some of it's going to come down to me doing a better job of play calling and personnel during the game. But again, not wanting to get too you know, excited about it right now, especially after I just watched 2 hours of Smyrna film. But you know, I'm proud of our football team. I told my wife last night late that I'm having fun. I mean, I'm having a blast coaching this group of kids, and it's not any disrespect to any of our former teams, but I just have always had a good feeling about this group. I like the fact that we've been an underdog all year, and we're getting everything we can get out of our kids, and I just think we're striding, you know, we're hitting our stride at the right time. And so at least we're giving ourselves a chance here in the end to see what we're made of.
Talking to Thomas McDaniel this morning, his team 6-2 on the year after last night's win over Ravenwood. Speaking of some of those changes in the backfield, saw Peter Newman at fullback a considerable amount of time last night. Chesterfield ran the ball well. Fred Wade kind of coming into his own back there. So
Wade's really he's developed, yes.
Yeah, you know, you're seeing a lot of different things. But offensively last night, you've already kind of alluded to it, but the management of the game by Jihad Lyons, and as well as he threw the ball, we had him for, I think, 8 of 13, and we missed a pass somewhere. Tom had him 9 of 14, 153 yards. Doesn't matter. He did very, very well,
yes,
mixing up the run, the pass, and just executing last night.
Yeah, he, you know, the last against – he's gotten better the last 3 weeks. Against Lincoln County, he had improved the Lincoln County. From Blackman to Lincoln County week, he really showed a lot of improvement in practice. And the opportunities he had to throw the ball, he ended up running them some. And that game got out of hand, so we didn't get to throw it very much with him then. And then against Siegel, you know, we did what we wanted to do against Siegel early, which was pound the ball and keep the ball away from them. And when that happens, it's hard to put the ball in the air because we were running the ball so effectively early on. And then in the second half, when we needed to open it up, the field position kind of bit us. So last week, again, he had a great week of practice going into Siegel, and we didn't really get to utilize. And so I had made the decision last weekend that we were going to force ourselves to throw the ball on early downs and try to get him some confidence and get him in a rhythm. And I'm proud of Jihad because he's been patient and understanding what his role is on our team. He's not been, you know, as far as I know, with the coaching staff, he understands what his job is to do. And, you know, I think he's still continuing to grow. I think his best games are ahead of him, and we're going to need it because we're going to have to be able to keep people honest. You know, because, again, with the opponent we have this Friday coming up and the athleticism they display, if we can't throw the ball out there a little bit, then they're going to put 10 guys up there, and it's hard to run it then. So very, very positive night for Jihad, I think, confidence-wise, and for our team, for us to be able to throw the ball that effectively.
An acrobatic catch by Edwin Locklear last night, tipped it up a couple of times, then caught it and hauled it in for a 53-yard touchdown. I thought that was a huge play. Then you get the onside kick right before half. To me, that sent a message to Ravenwood saying, we're gonna keep the pedal to the floor here, and you did that in the second half. I thought that was the difference in the game. Was that a planned onside kick?
No,
there?
It was not.
Okay.
I hate to say that. I know.
It worked so well.
It's happened several times this year. And I want to take any credit away from Alex Vincennes because he did a great job on kickoff last night. He did a great job on field goal, and he did an awesome job with his punts. But we've been working deep kicks all week, and it got to the point where it was, you know, whatever it was, 15 seconds ago, and I just wanted to pooch it up so that they fair catch it and not have a chance for a return because we had already took some of our best kickoff coverage guys out and put some younger guys in. And he miskicked it and recovered it. But I promise you, we did not onside kick there, but it worked out for the best. So, but going back to what you said about keeping our foot on the pedal, we we said we needed to come out in the second half, get them stopped, get a drive together and score, and then begin to start placing our backups in the game. And again, our kids executed exactly what we asked of them, and it was a good night to get a bunch of kids involved in the game. And, it's good for I've been on the other side of that some. I know it's not a good feeling as a coach to be sitting there and getting the mercy rule on you and all that. But for our kids to be able to have some of them seniors be able to take their helmet off and just enjoy the game and goof off with coaches and stuff, it's fun for the kids.
Well, I did see where some of the competition in practice comes in as well when Rhett Stacy comes in and throws a bomb downfield to Clinton Tuck. You've got some young guys that are really pushing this varsity squad here that has to make them better, and it has to make both sides better. That's just kind of really neat to see for you, I'm sure.
A lot of kids don't like it, and some kids don't handle it well, but if you get too comfortable, there becomes a sense of complacency. And we talked about this morning, we're a little too comfortable on the offensive line, in my opinion. We need to have a little more competition. I told Coach Snow this morning, we're going to have more competition on Monday with some of our better offensive linemen. They're going to be pushed. And if that means that Tuesday and Wednesday, they're not the best one and another one goes in, fine. But competition is going to bring out something in you, and it's either going to bring out your best or you're going to show that, you don't want the pressure. This has happened all year. T.J. Brown plays inside linebacker. He got benched for a week, and it was evident last night that his play has risen tremendously. We've been rotating two or three inside linebackers. Justin Barrett's play has risen tremendously. I can speak for a lot of kids, it's good to have that competition. It's good not to get too comfortable. That doesn't mean that we want to keep pressuring them to where they feel like we don't believe in them, but there needs to be enough behind you that you have to work every day.
Coach, the season comes down to the last two. After a rough stretch with Gallatin and Blackman, your team has bounced back here to now be in contention. We were just talking to Tom Crager a minute ago, and he's kind of the professor when it comes to all this playoff stuff. I mean, the Patriots still have a chance here for a district championship, which I know is what everybody's goal going into the season, but a tough couple of games, and that starts with Smyrna. And if you look at Smyrna and just look at their record at 3-4 and think, well, we're going to go in there and pound this team, we just beat a 2-4 team, it's a different kind of 3-4, isn't it?
No, most definitely not. I mean, we're sitting about where we need to be. We kind of control our own destiny, so to speak. I like our football team. I like where we stand right now. I think our kids know, even though we haven't been watching Smyrna, I think our kids know how talented Smyrna is. I'm sure Smyrna's always since I've been at Oakland, it's always been just a pretty physical bloodbath, if you will. And it's been always been ugly fights. Coach Williams does a great job. They're extremely athletic on both sides of the ball. I know that they've lost four games, I guess. But there is no question. I mean, you don't want to hear this as a coach, but there's no question that they're the best 3-4 team in the state. There's no way you could tell me any different. They are an outstanding football team that just lost some extremely close games. So it will definitely take our best effort if we're going to go over to Smyrna High School and go out there and compete with them for a chance to win. But again, I like where we are as a team. I think our kids will be excited about this challenge. And we've been playing well the last couple weeks, and it's time for us now to get another big test after that Siegel and see if we are what I think we are. And I think we're a team to be reckoned with. So I'm excited.
This season comes down to, we're at the last part of the season. You've got two games left. Other teams have three since you played last night. This is kind of the pre-playoff run here. You've got to get ready, and it's not an easy road to hoe for the Pats, because it's Smyrna and then a week off and then Riverdale. So
yeah, you might as well say it is the playoffs for us, because, you don't want to go 0-2, get in the playoffs, and have a two-game losing streak, But I guess the main thing for us, I know it sounds cliche, but it's really kind of the truth, and we talked about it as a team after the game. We do have to worry about Smyrna. We have to focus on Smyrna and stopping them, because they are very explosive offensively and they're so athletic on defense. But ultimately, we really need to worry about Oakland High School and worry about the commitment level we have. Are we going to get through practice, or are we going to get better? you know, I can't say it enough. I know my kids get tired of hearing it because it's been talked about a couple times. But you're talking about a senior class and a junior class that I think won two or three games as freshmen. Now, maybe that doesn't correlate a lot, but there's something to that. And I don't want to say we're overachieving because we're not overachieving. We're playing about where we should be. But our kids have worked their tail off for two or three years. A lot of them have bought their time and kind of just now getting the fruits of their labor as seniors. And it's just exciting to watch a group of guys come so far with the expectation level set. And the great thing is, I think they're about like I am. I believe that the expectation level for us is we should be a team that everybody's afraid to line up and play against. If we want to do that, we got to beat Smyrna. So I just feel like we're sitting where I thought we might be sitting. We've put ourselves in contention here at the end, and that's all we can ask for. And we're getting a lot out of our guys, and I feel like we're playing with a lot of confidence, and I'm proud of them.
One last thing. I like the 7 o'clock start, by the way.
I did, too. I don't know.
I was at home, and I got to see the all the replays on TV and everything.
I did. My grades and everything was home at 11 o'clock. So, I don't know. We need to look for a switch there. I don't know exactly who's wanting to keep them at 7:30, but I would like 7 o'clock myself.
Well, from a media standpoint, it sure was nice. Coach, we'll see you on Friday night at 7:30. At Smyrna High School, good luck against the Bulldogs. 49-0 win last night. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Thomas McDaniel joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We're going to talk some volleyball and soccer in the next half hour here of the program. So hang in there with us. Eagleville Volleyball Coach Kara Leathers will be joining us in just a moment.